This is KRCC and CPR. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is adding Coloradans over 65 to the priority list for COVID vaccines. Last month, he added those 70 and up to the first phase of vaccinations. Polis says more hospitals and health clinics are offering the vaccine. He said Coloradans affiliated with a hospital system will be contacted for the vaccine or can sign up. And some hospitals are allowing appointments for people who aren't part of their system. The U.S. House will vote on a resolution later today to encourage the vice president to remove the president using the 25th Amendment. Democratic Congressman Ed Perlmutter says he doesn't like the resolution, but he supports it after the riot.
We're here to say that Congress believes, even in these waning days of this administration, that the president is not capable of discharging his duties. For the people, for all of us.
The resolution would give Mike Pence 24 hours to act. The House will also vote on an impeachment resolution tomorrow. Wildfire smoke accounted for up to half of all small particle air pollution in parts of the western U.S. in recent years. Researchers from Stanford University and the University of California used satellite images and air quality data to model how much pollution the fires generated. 52 degrees in Denver, 28 in Vail, it's 47 in Colorado Springs, 34 in Grand Junction. This is CPR and KRCC.